This is CBS Eye on the World with Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution. The headline from Chicago in these last days. Southside voters speak up for trees in Jackson Park and South Shore. Is anyone listening? The story here is that in a vote in the Southside precincts, overwhelming number of ballots, 82%, were cast in the affirmative, saying that the city of Chicago should stop cutting down trees in Jackson Park. Richard, this is what you have very carefully identified to us over a long period of time as the controversy of the Obama Center. What is the status of the trees? I understood they were already cut down. Good evening again.
Well, it's more complicated than that, thank heaven. What happened is they did a real force. They put together an agreement that transferred the land, the 19.3 acres, to the Obama Presidential Center on August 13th, I think it was. And the first 300 trees went down on August 16th. We've challenged that particular transfer on the ground that it wasn't authorized given the terms of the deal. And we have been stymied in the district court. So what happens is the rest of the trees were supposed to come down as the construction projected. As you note, I've said on several occasions, wrote something in the City Journal for the Manhattan Institute and also in the Wall Street Journal. If you take a look at the financials of the Obama Center, they're $1 billion short on what it needs to basically build this thing and to fund it out. They're two-thirds of them, not 20%, 25% of their balance sheet is simply infrastructure in the ground to make the way for putting the building up. So it's not cash available to do anything else. They commit themselves very heavily to program, which is just fine. They have a heavy staff situation. They have all sorts of public relations, accounting, legal bills, including ours and everything else. They just don't have the wherewithal. So when you see this noose, which is mysteriously found in the building, it's a horrible thing, no matter who did it, for whatever motive. It's just an inexcusable behavior. So they stopped construction. The question is, when are they going to begin construction? And in order to do this, what you need is a public investigation, because the lawsuit is much too slow, as to whether or not Turner Construction, the main contractor, has received its progress payments and is willing to continue the work. I don't know where the money is coming from. If you look at the 2021 balance sheet on the financials, all the Obama Center does is list how much their total assets were and how much they spent last year. If you look at the earlier year from 2020, they have a much more detailed projection explaining how they're going to ramp up their funding so as to earn perhaps $300 million plus each year to dedicate it to the center. And it turns out their actual fundraising in 2021 was down by about 8% from the previous year to a number of about $159 million. Which first has to cover all the fixed expenses, and there's just a tiny stuff left for the Obama Center. And so they're in desperate shape. The trees issue, of course, was part of this case, and it's now part of the case again. What happened was we go before Judge Blakey in the district court after being in the appellate court with the Seventh Circuit panel. And what the Seventh Circuit did was to do an environmental number which says, if it turns out the city of Chicago believes that putting in 100 saplings is a replacement for 100 old growth trees, who are we to stop them? And so what they did is they basically made a laughingstock out of our tree argument. I cannot find a single case anywhere in the entire literature where you cut down 300 trees, let alone 1,000 or 2,000 trees, to make way for a project that could be located somewhere else. And this was a preliminary injunction. So we're down before Judge Blakey on the other cases, the public trust doctrine and the financial transaction doctrine, and he will not allow us to appeal those two things until there's a final judgment. So in what is an extremely difficult negotiation, which we worked out successfully with the Obama city lawyers, is we agreed to lose the case at the trial level on the question of whether or not we could get an injunction to stop construction. Judge Blakey had ruled against us. We're sure he's going to do it again. So we accepted an adverse final judgment, and we will now be able to file an appeal. And on the appeal, we'll be able to challenge all three portions of the case below. And as I've indicated to you, the financial position is an absolute mess, and the grounds that Judge Blakey gave to prevent us from doing it was that we were, quote, third-party beneficiaries, which is just flatly false. We sued under a public trust type doctrine, both directly and derivatively, saying that this deal could not be made because all the condition precedents for setting the land over to the foundation had not been satisfied. We still have our public trust arguments, and now we have the tree arguments. But when we go back, right, to the situation at the Seventh Circuit on trees and claim that you just cannot, given the standards of the situation, ignore the trees when we've given you an alternative site, though, west of Washington Park.
We have 30 seconds.
We cut down virtually no trees.
30 seconds.
And get everything better. That they can't write the same opinion that they wrote before. So we're reasonably confident that given this assist, we'll do it. And one of the reasons we keep fighting on the Obama Center is the more we fight on that, the less likely it is to be able to build that monstrosity of a golf course, which should be located somewhere else.
It was originally called Lake Park, then renamed in 1880 to Andrew Jackson Park. It designed by Frederick Law Olmsted, one of the most famous park designers in the solar system. Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, I'm John Batten.